This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by DrawYouAPicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap. Check it out today at DrawYouAPicture.com. Do it or die.
Yo, guys. It's me, Evan Stocky. Guess what? Chicken butt. You're listening to Nobody's Listening.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No! Nobody's listening. No. Nobody's listening. No. Nobody's listening.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, where we're always about better late than never. Show's recording a little late tonight. There may be some silliness, maybe some chaos, but regardless of that, this is episode 111, brought to you the week of June 23rd. I'm your host. My name is James. Let me introduce you to some other people. From America's Hat, none other than Trevor Ratface. How you doing, Trev?
Trevor Ratface, my official last name.
Yeah, why not? So how are you? Answer the question.
Oh, wait, no, I'm doing good, James. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for that, reading that off a page. I'm sorry that was so stressful that you could not say it clearly without your notes. And from the dirty,
I panicked.
From the dirty South, the guy with the big mouth, the amazing John Steinklauber. How you doing, Johnny? Johnny Stein.
It's a rootin'est, tootin'est, funnest time I've ever had. How you doing?
It's Stein clobberin' time.
It's clobberin' Stein. That's how it goes.
Oh. Yeah.
It's clobberin' Stein.
Okay, I messed it up. Whatever.
That's got to be the most awesome usage of my name ever. Thank you very much.
Well, good. I'm glad you approve. That came from Eric of the WBR show, if I'm not mistaken. We always start.
You are
with
correct, sir.
Yeah, we always start with an opening story, and here it is. This is Ben from Fresno. This happened about 6 years ago, when my daughter was only a year and a half. I come home one day, and my wife greets me with a look of bewilderment and disbelief, and says, "Look what your daughter has done in her room."
Dun, dun, dun.
I open the door only to be assaulted by an awful stench. Apparently, after waking up from my nap, my daughter took off her soiled diaper and decided that the little brown mass looked like Play-Doh.
Oh, no, no. Please stop.
She smeared feces. Wow, why is that word worse than any other word?
Fecal matter.
She smeared feces all over her crib. And every bit of wall she could reach, not to mention herself. Gosh, I'm going to puke. She did manage to clean the child, but she left the room for me. Well, yeah. So the next afternoon, she did the same thing. I come home that evening, mess all over the walls and crib. Not wanting my daughter to do this again, I decided to augment the diaper straps with duct tape.
Right on.
Let's just say her version of modern art was never a problem again. Broke ya, Ben from Fresno. Now, I picked that one because my sister and brother-in-law had the same issue with their daughter. And so they had this idea. They were going to put a full-body jumper on her, you know, with the zipper from the toe all the way to the neck. And and that worked for about 2 minutes. And then she learned to undress herself. Well, then they had the idea, and it's almost horrible. They bought one a little tiny bit bigger, and they put that sucker on her backwards. And the reason they had to put it on backwards is because the first night they put a normal one on, and they realized it was working great except for the feet. And so they had to turn the feet part around, and it clung to the poor little girl's legs because of the tightness. So, yeah.
Why don't they just cut the feet off?
No,
not the feet of the baby.
Oh, the child.
See where your brain goes with that stuff? We had those footy outfits.
This is
when
like
we were
Saw
kids.
For children.
When we grew out of them, we just had to cut the feet of the PJs off because,
really?
You know,
dang,
we wouldn't
dude.
Get another pair for another year. So.
I was poor, but I wasn't that poor. Actually, we were so poor we couldn't afford footy pajamas. That was the thing. We just had dad, somebody's socks, you know, some long socks. So
Poor James. Now I feel bad.
That's okay. Speaking of feeling bad, today's episode is brought to you by GoToMeeting. If you're like me, you can't waste time driving or flying all over the place for meetings. That's why I was excited when I discovered GoToMeeting. Now I hold my online meetings online. And it's perfect for sales presentations, training sessions, and product demos. GoToMeeting, brought to you by my friends at Citrix, is the easiest and most secure way to hold your online meeting. I had my first meeting up and running in seconds, and GoToMeeting has been a godsend for me. Plus, it's just $49 a month, so I can hold as many meetings as I want. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, but you must visit GoToMeeting/podcast. Again, that's GoToMeeting.com/podcast for your free 30-day trial. I'd also like to thank our sponsors, our temporal sponsors, our human sponsors, Creo, our eternal sponsor, Dean Piercy from Australia, and Keith Techlitz. So thanks, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, if any of you guys would like to join the party, come on in. And
Go
to nlcast.com, click on sponsor show. It's easy and it's fun and it's only $5 and we'll read a message. These guys have been doing it so long, they've got nothing to say. They just throw money at us and say, do your stupid show. But but you can do a little bit more if you want. So
hey, and you know what, James? You know who else we're brought to by?
What?
iCarly.com. Oh my gosh. No. But we should be.
Yeah, we should be.
Sorry, that was
very random. All right.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
Time for weekly updates, and mine is this. Mine is this. The other day, I was walking from the car into my church, and we're in the inner city, and we always have a lot of fun experiences. But this time, I happened to see a raccoon. A raccoon. I've seen raccoons before. Inner city raccoons are hardcore. They will not run. They will look at you. They will pull a knife on you. And they'll be like, I need some water to dip this junk in. I can't find none that's clean. So hook a brother up. But anyway, this particular raccoon was walking kind of beside me as if it were my pet. And I was afraid to kick it because I didn't know, you know, it was very familiar. You know, obviously it knew I was a source of food. I did not want to aggravate it or make it angry in any way. And so when I got to the door, you know, my idea, I grew up around dogs. My idea was to open the door in a way that kind of pushed, you know, him away because he was on my right hand side. I was going to open the door, stick myself in, and then just kind of close it. And if you've ever had a dog that really wanted to get in the house, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. It's easy to do. But unfortunately, as soon as I opened the door, the old raccoon knew what I was about to do, and he ran around, but not before he turned around, I kid you not, and bit off in one swipe. I had no idea they could do this. He bit off one of my shoelaces. Just bit off and ran inside the church.
He showed you.
And he was like, broke ya. Well, anyway, a little old lady that is a maintenance worker, I've actually talked to her about her before. She happened to be coming out the door at the exact same time that the stupid rodent's running inside the church. I didn't even have time to think about what I was going to do before she started screaming. She throws a mop up in the air, and then Eleanor comes in, and there's a deer, and somebody tripped somebody and fell in poop, and the alligator came in and bit the head off the raccoon, and then I just decided to tell you I'm all lying. I'm lying about all of this. So I have no weekly update.
That was the best weekly update
ever.
Yes.
Are we at the lying show again?
I don't know. I just decided I was going to BC everybody, so, yeah.
Was he wearing a people skin cap?
He was. It was awesome. All right. Trevor, what do you got, dude? Bring us the funny.
More about the cute than the funny, unfortunately. Or fortunately, I suppose. I went down this weekend to my folks' place to spend Father's Day weekend with my parents, with my oldest daughter, who the chat room got to hear a minute ago. So there goes. There's your dig for, hey, if you were joining us live, then you would have heard what my daughter sounds like. It's cute, by the way.
It is. I'll concur with that.
She was playing with Play-Doh with my parents at the table there, and she had,
was it brown,
knocked off. Whoa, I never even saw the connection there. No, it was fortunately not a brownish color, which would have been Although it probably was in the end because she had all the different colors and she just kind of mashed them together and everything just kind of turns brown when you mash all the colors together.
It was in the end.
I just got that. That's sick. You guys are messed up, man.
So, anyway, she was playing with Play-Doh that did not look or smell like poo. And she accidentally knocked it onto the floor. And then she looks down at that and she looks up at my mom and she goes, Play-Doh down, Play-Doh down. It was some sort of lost soldier.
Oh, man. Trevor's daughter is very smart. She's 4 years old and she's bright as anything. I got to talk to her just a little bit earlier today. And that is hilarious because you just have to hear her voice saying it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Cute little voice.
And the other one, which I mentioned to James earlier, and unfortunately won't work as well without without a visual, although I'm sure for the chat room, again,
now you did a good job explaining it, so go for it, man.
For the live audience, I will use James as my model for this. I was trying to explain Twitter to my parents, who are tech-savvy-ish, but not extremely to the not very tech, and they're not really into any of the social networking type stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was explaining Twitter to her, to my parents, and failing, and because I can't even explain why I do it to myself. So, but yet I do. But so as my daughter's hearing this conversation, she just kind of comes up and she puts both of her thumbs to her temples of her head and as if she's making moose ears for all my fellow Canadians. And then she starts wiggling her fingers up and down and says, I'm twittering. I'm twittering.
What in the world?
I don't know where she made the connection, but for her, that's what she got out of the conversation, was that what she was twittering. That's what it meant.
Hey, I don't get it.
Okay, so I'm back.
I was going to say, so for any of the future, I dare you to say, hey, I'm going to go Twitter and not think of a moose. So, John, what you got?
Man, I have so many weekly updates. We could finish the show with it, but no, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna make something up about a raccoon with a people skin hat. No, I have a few things, so I'm just gonna eeny meeny miny mo. My nephew just got a retainer. And he's, I don't know, he's like 10 or 11 or something. But it's one of these, you know what a retainer is. It goes in your mouth.
I thought he was being held for legal advice or something.
I don't get it. No, just
such an idiot.
Anyways, yeah, those of you who have retainers or have ever had one know exactly what I'm talking about. Those things that go in your mouth and they kind of keep your teeth straight or something. The only time he doesn't wear is when he eats. So he was getting fitted for it and stuff, and they were asking, okay, what kind of your favorite colors and what kind of things do you like? And so he told them black and red. So they made his retainer black with red sparkles. And so anytime the kid laughs, he looks like Jaws off of, you know, one of the James Bond movies. Or maybe Darth Maul or something. I don't know.
Looks like Las Vegas at night.
He's got some bling on his teeth.
Hello, people.
So anyway, that's Liz's oldest boy. Well, she's only got one boy, but I'm sure you all care to know that. Stalkers.
Yeah.
But anyways, poor kid, you know. He's homeschooled, so he's got that.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's
homeschooled. I'm sorry.
She's homeschooling both of her kids. Nothing against homeschooling. It's great, you know. I did it for 6 months. No, I'm sorry, 6 weeks. It was only 6 weeks.
Hey, but I heard you were in a play this weekend.
Yes.
Where you played God.
I did play God. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
What?
That was actually one of my other updates. You want to hear the story? It's kind of funny.
Yes. I like funny.
Okay, this I did. It was just a short little sketch called God's Chisel, and we did it in church.
For Rizzle?
And, No, not God's chisel.
God's chisel for Rizzle. Fool.
God's chisel. Yeah, it was tough playing the role of God. But anyways, I was over at my buddy's. This is a two-person sketch, and I was over at my buddy's house, and we were practicing it in his office. So we were just kind of standing in the middle of the office and looking at the bookshelf, you know, pretending like it was the audience or whatnot. And so we're going through it, and there's this one part where he asks who I am, and I say I'm God. And my son was over there with us, and he was playing in the other room, and he just kind of walks into the room and then looks around and sees us staring at the bookshelf, and he looks up at the bookshelf, and he looks back at me and says, "You're not God." He just walks out. It was the craziest kind of random somewhat thing. You know, 4-year-old awesome. Innocence looks at me, "You're not God."
"You're not God."
So apparently I'm not doing a good job raising that child.
That's funny. Oh, people give me action figures of Jesus Christ quite a bit.
Really? I'm sorry, jokes. What? Say that part again.
Jesus action figures.
Yeah. I have a 12-inch Barbie doll Jesus, okay, in a box. And I have another one that has rollers on his feet, so he kind of glides across the table. And I leave him in the boxes. And Jenna, she was like coming down here one time. She's like, "Ooh, there's God. There's God. That's God. Why is God in a box?" And yeah, any church people would know that you don't put God in a box. But here's Pastor Daddy.
Boundaries.
Pastor Daddy James has two gods in two boxes, and yeah, so it's funny.
One of them floats across the table.
Floating action. Oh, man, before the chat room pees and poops themselves, I just want to give a little shout-out to the chat room peeps. How you doing? Archive's in there. I hope that's the same Archive that helps us with our wiki, because he's awesome. I see Bada yes. Bing, B-Dude, CW, Concert Pianist, Dag, 1995, Dr. Quest, Flicky, Frubin, Hatchet Mom, Head Shaver, Geno Fantastic, John Steinklaver, Lou Gehrig. Wow. Marvel Geek, Mother Unit, Ratface, Rudiment. I mean, just a tons of people. Yakker, somebody else, some Ustreamers, X-Potomatic, Waggles, Vampire Girl. We got them all. Stupid Snick.
Wow.
I don't even know if I said that right. But thank you, all of you peeps that join us in the Chizat Resume. We love you, and you can join us every Tuesday night at 9:30 on Ustream, or you can go to nlcast.com, click on Community, and then watch live, and we'll be That's there right. waiting for you. Let's Good. Move right the heck along.
News.
You know, it's a little out of order. Usually we do the LBB, but we're going to throw in some news since I hit the wrong button. Very.
No, you're not supposed to tell them that part. It just even
it's
flew,
just man. That kind of show. It's just that kind of show. With the kind of following we have, there are people that sit down and they notate this stuff. And I will have 500 people email me and say, "You did things out of order, you know, because in episode 5, Captain Kirk said," you know, that kind of stuff. So
our fans do not sound like that.
At least the ones they do through the email when they nitpick. But anyway, news. The only bit I have is pretty soon NLCast.com is going to go through a major overhaul. I feel like it's gotten a lot of it's just really random and crappy and stuff. And so I'm going to I've already got a new theme. I'm reworking it, changing the colors and all that kind of stuff. And we are doing away with the comic strip at NLCast.com. Aww. I just don't have time to keep it up. And it's evolved to the point that it's almost indistinguishable from Geek Loves Nerd, and so I'm going to double my efforts on one and kind of let go of the other, and so that's going to free up some real estate, but it'll still have all the great stuff that you're used to, and if you haven't checked it out, you need to go over there and get used to it, but it'll just be in a prettier format, and it's going to look good. Maybe I will let the chat room people know where the test site is. I mean, it's just a dummy site, but they could see it ahead of time. It would be like a reward.
Cool.
All right.
Can I still be John?
Huh?
Can I still be John on the website?
What are you saying?
It's one of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, no! It's time for the LBB of the week, and Trevor said he had one, so it's his show, apparently. So go for it, Trevitt. T-Rev.
It's all about me.
Hey, by the way, did you get that picture that kid drew of you?
Yes, I did.
Somebody drew a picture of Trevor, and it looked just like him. if you were a redneck.
So. He had a, what, do you have a mullet?
Yeah. And a hat.
Awesome.
And it had Canada on it. So anyway.
Yes.
Trevor, give us the LBB action there.
Well, mine isn't a specific person. Mine's more of a class of people. But as I mentioned in my weekly update, I had gone down to my parents' place. It's about a two-hour drive each way. And when I was coming back from my parents' place on the highway, for those 2 hours, I swear, every stereotypical bad driver you could imagine surrounded my vehicle as I was coming home. I mean, as I was telling to John, talking to John on, before we started the show there, I mean, like, for example, if you're sitting there in cruise control, you have chosen the speed that you're going to go on the highway. So you're going at whatever speed it is, usually about, you know, 10 clicks over the speed limit, because, you know, the cops won't pull you over for that, you know, which is about, what, 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. At least they don't do it up here. I don't know about you guys.
But drive on the right side of the road up down here.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't.
We just kind of drive in the middle. Is that wrong?
Wherever the lines are or something.
But I mean, if you are driving up to somebody, you're at cruise control, you're approaching them at a steady closure rate of about 5 miles an hour, and then you pull over to the left lane to pass around them, and then all of a sudden, you're not passing them anymore. Like, why do people do that? Like, you would have that just frustrates the living tar out of me.
What's that now?
If you're past. What, the living tar or the frustration?
What are they doing?
Well, if you're on cruise control, you're at a constant speed. Right. You are approaching them. You are passing them.
And then they speed up.
And you do. And then as soon as you get beside them, they speed up.
Yeah.
Not like they don't zoom off. They just go just fast enough. Uh-huh. So you're now matching speed. So now you look like the tool who's blocking traffic. You're in the fast lane. You're the same speed as the guy beside you.
Yep. Yeah. It's a magical moment because right about then you're going to have a semi truck right behind you too. And you know he hates all of us. Anybody that's not a truck, yep. He hates. And so, yeah, I feel that pressure when I'm on the freeway. So, yeah, so the LBB are pretty much people that, like, I don't want to beat you. I understand what you're talking about. In the hood, it's especially this way. And please don't think I'm railing on the hood. Okay, I just work there, and they have different driving rules than the rest of the universe. And it's just truth. One of them is we're going to drive really slow. But we don't want to stop moving because they will slow down for a stop sign and then pull way out in front of you. I mean, very like they couldn't wait 2 seconds for you to get past. They're going to pull in front of you, but then they're going to drive very, very slow. And that makes no sense. It's like, why did you pull out in front of me if you're not really eager to get where you're going? And so the only thing we've come to is it's that they don't want to use their brakes.
Yeah. Brakes. Sounds just, like the people I drive with.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean I had a thought and it was good, and then all of a sudden my brain exploded.
You know, that's kind of like that's what happens to middle schoolers a lot.
Nice.
Who, me? Hey, NL Cast, I'm Eleanor. Hey, it's time for another Eleanor.
Oh yeah.
Here we go.
It's time for the weekly Eleanor segment.
It's gonna be so rad. Okay. Here we go. Hi, I'm Eleanor, and I had a funny story. Back in the 50s, my mother was known as the Crazy Cat Lady, of course.
What?
I was homeschooled, so almost nobody knew she had a daughter. Yeah, you were homeschooled in the 50s.
Wait, that's regular school in the 50s, isn't it?
So one day...
She was homeschooled in the basement.
So one day, my mother got me a huge covered basket. And this thing was big, let me tell you. So the 6-year-old in me decided to see how many cats I could fit in the basket. Around my 10th cat, it started to poo. I thought she it was... I don't know. It just says P.O. So
the
it's
basket
not even,
started to poo?
I don't know. Well, it's all lies. I thought it was just the cat, so I tried to put another one in there. So I got to catch another cat. And when I come back... It has a crack in it. The cat?
The cat?
Panicked, I opened the basket as wide as it could go so it wouldn't break. All the cats came out, and we have a claw session on me. I had to go to the hospital, and I still have scars all over me from the attack. Hope you thought it was funny, and a lie, Eleanor.
We got to have a new segment called the Eleanor segment.
Oh, my gosh.
And we can read it in Scottish because it's all crap.
It's crap.
It is.
We got one more Eleanor. It's worth reading. I don't want to read anymore forever. Hey, NLCast, my grandbaby, Amber, you actually featured a story of hers on one of your shows. The little sweetheart actually referred me to you. But anyway, she didn't tell you a funny story between us two. We were at Six Flags. My son, her daddy, don't like me taking her anywhere, but I don't listen. And we had just gone on the Mine Eraser. See, that's why you know it's bull. This old lady skis. She's on roller coasters. It's a middle school kid. I'm telling you. She's homeschooled in the 50s. Come on.
She was six in the 50s, and that means that she would be how old now?
I don't even know, dude. Don't ask me to do math in my head. Don't put me on the spot.
Sorry. I'm going to think about it while you finish reading. I'll tell you.
Her friend Rashonda was really tall. I never understood why she hung out with tall people when she's so short. So she always says we should go eat next. And I agree because my stomach is wombling. W-A-M-B-L-I-N-G, too. We go to the food place and I get them chili cheese dogs or whatever they call them. And I get a PB&J. Yeah, of course you do at a theme park.
Six Flags?
Yeah. They have peanut butter and jelly on tap. I say
it's true, they do.
Yeah, they do. It's just peanut butter and jelly and croutons. It just comes out in the spigot. Yep. I say we should go to the teacups next. And they say yes. Because they have teacups at Six Flags. Of course they do. So
not in Atlanta.
We go to the teacups and get on. About halfway through, I'm spinning it as fast as it'll go. Yeah, because old ladies have all that upper body strength that they're so popular for. They look kind of green. Moments later, Amber pukes all over the ride, causing Rashonda to puke. I'm laughing.
Or vomiting.
Old people don't.
She pukes a lot, doesn't she?
Yeah, there's a lot of puking in Eleanor's life. After the ride, they ask us to leave the park. Of course they do, because puking's illegal in 7 states. Yeah. Amber had already peed herself on the Mind Eraser, and we'd gone to the gift shop for new pants, because they have pants at the gift shop.
Canada's pants.
Yeah, so this was our second offense. Okay. There is no rules against peeing your pants anywhere in the world. So we leave, and I take Rashonda home, and then we go to my house where we wait. Tom and Jerry, the old kind that I love, was on, and we lost track of time. About 4 hours later, her daddy comes home, and he asks what he did today. We get up and go to the kitchen to greet him. We tell him we did nothing all day, but he knew we were lying somehow. Yeah, because it's okay. Old ladies are always lying to somebody else's dad. See how she forgot she was the old lady? I know Rashonda's mom hasn't called him, but there was no other explanation I could think of until he gestures to Amber. She still had it on the pants, so I get in trouble again, but I still take her places. Like, tomorrow we're going to miniature golf. Hope you're laughing, Eleanor. Yeah, I love how she's just lumped in with two other middle school kids, and she's not a middle schooler. I think the middle schooler's trying to front so that, it's bull. Total bull.
It's granny middle schooler. That's what we're going to have to call her. And as the folks and myself have been able to do, she's between 65 and 74. I actually came up with 76. Yeah. 76-year-old granny.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. And
it could be possible.
Well, okay. Last week, I never do this, but last week we told a story of hers about her flying down a hill on skis. Her great-grandson turned grandson is trying to beat her going down the hill. She mm-hmm. apparently didn't want to tell him that she did this for a living. He was starting to win, but she has some tricks. Okay, do you remember that part? She said she had some tricks. Her trick was what? Her trick was nothing. Her trick was that there was a deer that was pooping.
and a deer.
And she tried to tell him not to run into the deer. And then the deer runs, and he
trips. He was taking a dump.
Perfectly. And he lands in the deer poop.
Perfectly.
Yeah, perfectly and exactly. Okay, what deer? Deers poop in the woods. It's even a saying, like, for bears and deers and stuff. They are not going to go out to the open clearing where they can get shot and take a dump. I'm sorry.
And if, there's a nice clean ski hill. I think this would be a good time to do my business.
Let me befoul this place. All right. And then the other thing is, she said this was her trick. So does she have superpowers? And if so, is her superpower being able to call and summon woodland creatures to have them poop on command? We will respond. I mean, what, she used to be stinking Snow White? I got some tricks up my sleeve.
Or maybe her trick was the fact that she vomited on him afterwards.
Yeah, that was her trick.
Such
pukes
bull.
On command.
Such a bull.
Rit. Sorry. Eleanor, if you're real, I'm
we're going to Hades, dude. If she's real, we're doomed. Because one time I made fun of a guy because he said his friend raised baby bobcats, and stinking I ripped into him, and then he sent me pictures of baby bobcats crawling on his back. And I'm like, ah, crap. So the world contains some really weird stuff, but
yeah.
Short of Lemony Snicket writing that, you know, the series of unfortunate events, yes. I don't think it's true. So anyway, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, Trevor is going to tell our featured story, and we're looking forward to it. It's the Lying Show!
Broke ya!
Hi-o, Kermit the Frog here, and you've tuned in to Nobody's Listening. Yay!
Featured Story.
All right, it's time for Trevor's Featured Story, and I know I'm looking forward to it. So, Trevor, take it away.
And I know I'm going to get right to it.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say nothing.
This feature story must come with a disclaimer, much like the fire stories. This is a story of not anything that anyone should emulate or do. This is a story about how I did something stupid when I was young and, well, stupid. This is the story about a brush with the law I had when I was a younger person.
It's already good.
Back when I was young, I will not say the age in case anybody has any inference. Oh, well, if I'm that old, I can do, because I was older than I should have been to do something this stupid, but still young enough that anyway. I was up visiting a friend of mine who lived in a town probably about 2 hours north of where I was living. I was young. I didn't have a car at this point in time, which my friend did have a car, which will make sense when we get to the further part of the story. I was visiting him. His parents were away, so we were kind of free to go and do as teenagers go and do, which is to do silly things they shouldn't be doing. Now, one night we got into our minds, you know, and this was back, you know, many, many years ago when I was young, so gas wasn't at this point, you know, a buck a liter, which means nothing to all my Canada's Pants people, but gas is expensive now. I don't know about you guys, but...
Mm-hmm. I paid $50 just the other day.
Ouch. I paid like $40 and my tank wasn't even empty to fill up my van the other day. But moving along, we got into our brain that we were going to go out at night and go and siphon gas from some cars.
What?
I mean, we were young. We weren't working. We had a car. So we decided that we were going to go and obtain fuel so that we could ride around town for a bit. Now, on this night, it was pitch black. So it was the middle of winter as well. And there was a fair bit of snow on the ground. So we had gone and we were skulking around some cars in this parking lot that, you know, it was dark. Nobody could see us. And so we're just kind of bouncing around between these cars with our apparatus of ill-doing in our hands. And so we had gone to this car and we hadn't actually done anything at this point in time. And I don't know why we couldn't decide to, you know, which car we were going to pick or whatever, but we were going from car to car to car. And apparently, unbeknownst to us, there were some houses that were across from where we were skulking unseen by eyes. And apparently, there was somebody watching us do this the whole time.
It was Eleanor.
I'm going to go puke on those boys in a minute. I'm going to get it going.
I'm gonna ski down the staircase, and I'm gonna go puke on them.
I'm gonna do my deer call. Do my deer call.
And then I'm gonna do the Twitter.
I cannot, officer. There are two people with an apparatus of ill doing across the street.
It just sounds wrong.
It sounded wrong the first time, too.
It ain't getting any better.
Okay.
So, before we were able to do our business, so to speak.
And they're dropping a bomb across the street, too. They're poop terrorists.
Poop terrorists.
Hey, Paul, come here. I'm going to call that show. I'll tell you what.
Okay, what happened? I'm going to set a trap, put some cheese on and catch them, and then I'm going to call that show. So, unbeknownst to us, as we were bouncing around between these cars, another car, with all its lights off, had silently pulled up. Now...
A Crown Vic is rolling in.
As we noticed at the last moment that this car pulled up, the back door opened and out popped a horse with a Mountie in full gear.
Yay! Yay! I knew it. I knew it was true. See, we have that too, except we have German Shepherds in the back. You guys have horses that come out and attack people and bite their arms. That's awesome. Get him, Flicka.
Make him let go. You have to give him a carrot to make him do that.
Let go. Please, I got it. There's this miniature horses. And then
it's like you see at the circus with the clowns. All of a sudden, just five horses pop out the back.
Oh, what are you guys doing?
Oh my! It's my little pony. They have little Canadian Leafs on their hindquarters. I'm sorry, we're gonna have to confiscate that item of ill repute. Then they jump on your back. Now you know why they call them Mounties.
Oh,
sorry. Hold on. All right, so you're about to get arrested by a My Little Pony and some turdists.
So we see them, and as they jump out of the car, they shout, of course, you know, freeze, halt, you know, and all this good stuff. So as, of course, law-abiding students, we turn and run like Hades. Now, the problem at this point in time, other than the fact that I was doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing, but the problem with my escape was the fact that there was snow on the ground, and I am assuming it must happen down in America as well, but you get a little bit of it'll get a little warm and then it'll get a little bit cold. So what ends up happening is the snow on top forms this crust.
Yeah.
That, you know, that is hard on the top and then it's still soft snow underneath.
That
now,
is
as
the
I'm
definition of crust. Thank you though.
Well, yeah.
It's like
an
ice crust.
It's like a pie crust. So as I'm running, fleeing the law, my feet, it's strong enough that it's not strong enough that it'll stop my feet from going through it. So my feet are punching through the crust, but it's strong enough that as I try to bring my feet back out of it, it's tripping me. So each step, my foot goes through the snow and then pops up and trips and I fall. And I get up and I step and I fall. And I get up and I roll down this hill that I was running towards. And this cop just comes leaping over the top of the hill and tackles me into the snow.
It's pretty cool. They're like the flying nun. They have those big circle hats, and it just helps them get a little bit more air. You know, it's pretty cool.
Did you hear that theme music in the background playing? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when the Mountie catch you, bad boy? How long are you guys gonna let me sing that without jumping in?
That was awesome.
Oh, no, you're all on your own, man. I wasn't gonna stop that at all.
Okay.
I've been on the force for 7 years, eh? And I see all kinds of crazy stuff out here, eh? It's all a boot.
So these
they're riding horses.
Yeah.
These guys, they thought they were gonna get some dairy, the gas dairy boys, but we stopped them, I tells you, boy.
You know, nobody here has guns, so when they hold up a bank and they put their finger under their coat, people are like, "What is that?" They don't even know what they're pretending to do. Are you about to share some fruit with us? You're turning Irish quickly. Some Scottish is creeping in there.
I'm not quite sure what you are.
I don't know. That was the worst Canadian accent ever.
he's Heinz 57.
I only have one real accent. I have two accents: redneck and the stinking. Too late for you. No. Yeah, I have news for you. Thank you for reminding me of my own joke. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. So he tackles you, and what does he do?
So he tackles me, and they throw the handcuffs on me, and puts me in the back seat.
Wow!
And he caught my friend as well. Now the funny from that night kind of ends because we go off to the station and they book us and all this good stuff, and they let us go.
Do they have any slang terms for the jail in Canada that we don't use here, like who's cow?
It's the crikey.
The crikey. We're not in Australia.
It's the clink.
I'll go with Flicky from the chat room. It's the penalty box.
That's good.
The penalty box. That's a good one.
So it gets worse, unfortunately.
Oh boy.
So
Eleanor
shows
up. You're a bad kitty.
It's
the old lady from Madagascar. You had a bad
kitty. I'm going to put you in this basket. So they let us go with a court date and all that good stuff. Now, I'm still living with my folks at this point in time because I'm still young. So I go home as if nothing happened. Now, I have it in my head because I was young and arrogant and thought I knew the world around me like I was smarter than anything. I had decided I was going to represent myself. In court. Like, here I am up on charges.
How old are you?
I was probably about, I was 16, 17 at this point in time.
The logic of high schoolers, I tell you what.
But that's like 24 in American years, so.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So I'm reading all these law books, and meanwhile, my parents are oblivious.
You actually bothered to study?
Yes.
You're reading E Pluribus Unum off the back of an American dollar bill. Hey, all right, I got all the defense I need.
I had it all figured out. See, because I was being charged, the official charge was theft not exceeding $1,000. And in my mind, we hadn't stolen anything yet. We had the instruments to steal, so therefore their charge was bogus, and I was going to get out of it.
Wow.
That was my big plan.
Did you use the ill-reputed device of terror?
Exhibit A.
As you can see, this siphoning device could be used for anything. As a matter of fact, I was going to go down to the local water hole, and I was just going to fill up some water from my sick grandma, Eleanor.
You didn't get my joke. You didn't get my joke. No. You walk into the court, and you go, Exhibit A.
Oh, wow.
Cue the wah-wah again.
Okay. Come on. Wah-wah yourself.
Sorry. Exhibit A? What's that about?
It's good I can laugh at myself, you know.
Oh, man. That's all I'm doing. I'm telling jokes for me. I think it's funny.
Or else I'd be angry.
Well, you know, if you couldn't get out of the charges, you could just go south of the border like we do. So that's what we do.
That's what you got. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I don't think it works like that. You guys try to avoid stuff. You come up here. If we try to avoid stuff to go down there, yeah, we probably just get charged with more stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, we could just trade.
Or shot, because we don't carry guns. fortunately for my youngness, it never got to that point. And this is what reminded me of the story. It was a couple weeks ago, a story that somebody had sent in. Because I was sitting downstairs, and the phone rang. And my dad took it upstairs. Oh, excuse me. And, you know, after a phone, you know, he got off the phone, whatever, he comes downstairs and he just kind of walks over to me. And after you talk to my mom and they gathered around me, and it's like, Trevor, do you got anything you might want to tell us? At that point, my mind's racing. It's like, let's see.
I can still get out of this. There's got to be a way.
It's like, I threw the law book at them and ran out the door.
This is going like an episode of Veggie Tales or something, you know, the lie that just keeps getting bigger.
The fib that keeps getting bigger and bigger.
I broke the plate.
I can get out of this because I'm a little piece of broccoli.
And that's the story I have for you.
That's right.
I have upstairs. So at that point in time, the gig was up, and I was made to hire a lawyer under my own money.
Oh, wow.
Cost me $750.
Right.
So, and at this point in time, I was actually, I was in the midst of my application for the Canadian Navy, and if I thought this through, then I would have thought, if I have a criminal charge on my record, they might not let me in and my career might be over before it starts. But no, I was young and stupid. So fortunately, my parents stepped in and I got a lawyer, and I was able to get what's called an absolute discharge, where it doesn't show up on my record because I was such a good kid and blah, blah, blah. And
we're talking about pooping again? Absolute discharge?
Absolute discharge. Oh, wow. Just wow.
James has cued the horn on himself 3 times. That is a record.
Oh, and I'm out. That means I'm out, too. I can't talk anymore. Sorry.
That's right. You're going to the penalty box.
I'm tired, y'all. I was tired when the show started, so I'm definitely tired now. Trevor, that was awesome, dude. That was a great story.
So. That was my story of my one single brush with the law.
You guys don't know anything yet. It's just getting started. Oh, crap. Sorry. We got to stop. Sorry, Trevor. I just love that we got Eleanor and Drunk Paul in there. That was...
How did that work?
I just want to get the Norwegian lady in there somewhere. Maybe she's the judge, or she's lawyer. I have news for you. You have made my job harder. More difficult.
Excuse me, sir. I have news for you. They did not steal anything. I have news for you.
Yeah. Young man, is it true that you had an object of ill gains that you were walking around? And objection. I have news for all of you. Everyone in here. This young man is accompanying me to Florida. We're going to go to Disneyland.
But I saw them trying to steal stuff out of those cars. And I'm going to go over and vomit on them.
And I was sitting in the car. I was drunk. And I saw them trying to steal gas from my car. And I said, I'm going to call that show.
Man, I'm going to tell you what, boy. Davis is all over the place. He's running around. He's pooping on the floor. He's going over there. And I saw this mouse. And they was like, hey. I'm going to call that show. All right. Anyway, yeah, we got to get out of here fairly soon. But first, let's do this.
E and V mail.
Thank you for calling.
All right, before we do E and V mail, I want to coin a phrase. If it hasn't been, I'm sleep drunk. Sleep drunk. I don't know if that's a word, but you know how when you watch Surf Ninjas at 3 a.m. and it's the best movie ever. That's what I'm feeling right now.
No.
Hey, no. James, Trevor, and Jonathan. Wow. Hey. Is it Jonathan for real, or is it just John?
I'm just John.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Dauphin can call you whatever he wants. I have update for y'all. My little girl turned 2 on Wednesday, so Saturday before we went to the party store to pick up some supplies for a party, and that was planned for the following Saturday. So as we pull in the parking lot, she sees a sign with the balloons on it, starts yelling, "My potty, my potty, my potty!" As we get out of the car and approach the store, she starts going wild, seeing all the characters in the window. My potty, my potty, my potty, door potty. Dora party is what she was trying to say. So we go inside, and her eyes bug completely out of her head. Backyardigans! Potty, Mickey potty! We fill her little arms up with goodies for a party, and she just starts keep running up and down, smiling and laughing, just freaking out about everything. As we were leaving, my wife realizes that she thought that that was her party. Poor thing. Now that if we hadn't sent out those invites, we could actually do nothing this Saturday for her real party. Hope you like it. Been listening for a long time, and even though I missed the glory days with David, I'm liking the new format and the new co-host. Keep it rocking, Dauphin. Dauphin actually called in, so let's listen to him.
James, it's Dauphin. Hey, I just finished listening to your last podcast, and John was right, somewhat. Chondosa or Chondosanim in Korean means associate pastor or pastor in training, not quite the youth pastor. All right, that's it. I'm listening. Nobody's listening.
Cool. If you haven't guessed, yeah, Dauphin is Korean. So we have Koreans running out of our ears, which is awesome.
I was going to say, if you haven't guessed, Dauphin is apparently a very large, muscular man. He just sounded like just this big, he sounded very strong. And,
yeah.
I think he had a Transformers voice changer mask on.
maybe Dauphin is like short for Dolph Lundgren.
It's actually what is it? Dad of Nathan is what he told me. So,
Dad of Nathan, are you allowed to share that? Because now the stalkers are going to be after.
I may not have supposed to. I don't know. Here's a story.
Hey, James, John, and Princess Ratface. This is Jacob Rodriguez, all the way from South Cali. I'd like to share a story with you that always makes me chuckle. It's about my childhood. I was 6 years old, and it was our first trip down to Mexico visiting my grandma. And she had a bunch of – she raised chickens. And so – and she also – her cat just had little kittens. So my six-year-old mind had decided, apparently, that I can make one of the kittens be friends with the little chicks. So this – didn't turn out how I thought it would, apparently. I don't know what was going on. Maybe the chicks or the chicken was having a bad day, but the mama hen freaked out and chased the little kitten away.
Oh,
then
man.
It decided to run after and chase me. So you can imagine a little 6-year-old boy running around the house being chased by a mama hen. Yeah. Well, see you later, and thanks for letting me share this story. I hope this makes it on the radio or on the podcast. And hey, I'm not afraid to tell us because nobody's listening.
That's awesome. What is it with cats today?
I don't know. I hope it makes it on the radio too. Here's something somebody said. I don't know. This is. What am I going to play here? I'm trying to look for it. Last week, a fellow named, I believe it was Fruben, said that he could do a Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. And I haven't even listened to this. 7 seconds of Govna right here. Here it goes.
This is the governor of California, and you're listening to Nobody's Listening. It's not a tumor.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Way to go, Fruben.
It's not a tumor. Yeah, it's better than
I don't know if I like the way he's talking about me. The governor. I'm going on vacation. Leave me alone.
This is pretty good. Hiya, James and Trevor. I've been trying to think of a good story to send to the show, but being only 16, I don't have many stories, at least that I can remember. I think I finally got one, and I know how much you love the stories about wounds. Oh, Krizzle. So here it goes. Great. It was about 8 years ago. I was in second grade, and I always had to go to my local boys and girls club. Anyway, the counselor decided to take all the kids for a walk around the neighborhood, and I had just spent my $40 birthday money on a cheap Razor knockoff scooter, and I was excited to take it out. But halfway through the walk, don't ask me how this happened, I somehow managed to topple off my scooter hard enough to leave a large gash in my left knee. Sorry about this, James. I can still see the imprint left over. It was probably the largest wound I'd ever had, except maybe when my mom accidentally opened the front door over my toenail. Oh, gosh.
That's not even funny.
Oh, gosh. So here I was with blood running down my leg and the ever-responsible college-age counselor's response. What was it? That looks pretty bad. We'll take care of it when we get back. Well, 20 minutes later, we arrived back at the club, and I was set on the bench outside for someone to check my knee. Unfortunately for me, that person was the funny counselor. About now, I was thinking about if it would hurt to get this fixed or if I'd have to get stitches. He took a look at my injury for about 3 seconds, and he said, "Yep, that one looks pretty bad. We're going to have to amputate." So it took a while for that to get through my head. I was in second grade, after which I said, "What? Yeah, we'll just have to cut it off. It'll only take a minute." Note that I'm not exaggerating any of this at all, and his tone was completely serious. I also didn't have enough common sense to realize he wasn't going to hack off my leg in the middle of a parking lot. I asked if I could see my mom and dad, and he said, "Nope, we don't have time. We got to do this now." So after about 2 minutes of me about to scream and run away, he finally let me in on his joke, and we all had a laugh out of it except for me. That was a little long. I hope you read this. Thanks. Keep up the show so I can keep not listening. Lucas. So thanks, Lukey. Appreciate it. Hey, our good friends from WBR show sent us a special message. Let's listen to it now.
Hey, nobody's listening. This is Eric and Rob from WBR show. We just wanted you to know that
we're watching you
and listening.
Wow.
And that's why your show's not called Nobody's Staring at Me Through My Window.
Because we are. <Stalkers. laughs> Anyway, here's our promo.
I heard you want a free vacation. The radio station said I'm caller number two. Caller number two.
Really? That is great.
Then I found out where I got to go. Let's just say it wasn't a trip to Cancun.
Not a trip to Cancun. Then where is it?
It's Iran. I ran away.
That stinks.
Yes, I ran. I ran 4 nights, 5 days.
Sell them on eBay. For more like this, go to WBRshow.com.
Those guys are geniuses, and they are, because they rip off all their best stuff from our show. So, yeah.
You have to say nice things, James. They're staring through your window.
Wait, I think I see him over your shoulder.
Stop
there.
It. I'm scared. My back does happen to be to our back window, and it is clear, and there are shades over it, and it's dark outside.
You thought the blinds were closed, didn't you? But they're not.
Precious. It's the basement ghost man. He's coming to get me. He's going to be like, "Amazing grace.
Sweet the sound. I'll swallow your soul."
You're scaring me. Stop.
Speaking tongues.
I'll swallow your soul.
Yeah.
I'll swallow your soul.
Yeah.
Hey. I ran.
All right, so yeah, Iran's pretty good. Let's read one more, and we got to get it here. I'm listening to your newest episode of Nobody's Listening. I got to the LBB of the week and realized you were describing my friend's April Fool's story. Well, let me just say that the April Fool's story was told from his point of view. I just happen to be the girlfriend in the story. Let me say, I had no intention of getting anyone in trouble. I don't know what this is. So.
Oh, it's that. It's the guy from
like a long time ago. Is it?
Yeah, remember he was talking about...
5 years ago, when I was in seventh grade, my friends and I were hanging out in the courtyard. It was lunch, and we'd always eat outside and then talk afterwards. Like all middle schoolers and high schoolers, we loved to chew gum. And I had brought a new type of gum the previous day and therefore shared a piece with all my friends. However, about not 30 seconds after giving a piece to one of my friends, she started to choke. We all looked at each other in panic, and I sprung into action, giving her the Heimlich maneuver. Although even after we succeeded in getting the gum out of her mouth, she continued to choke. I felt terrible that this was happening to my friend because of me. One of my other friends took her to the school nurse. She didn't return the next day, which made me feel even worse. When she finally did return, she had said she was allergic to something that was in the gum. Now I'm proud of the biggest... I'm a proud part of the biggest lie in America. No, I do not have any gum forever. Sincerely, Heather. No joke. Yeah, either that or, you know, I don't really give gum because... And then you have to tell that story every time. You just they sell a t-shirt at Geek Speak. Or not Geek Speak, I'm sorry. Geeksomething.com. Some geek website. Think Geek. And it has a speaker in the front chest, and you can load MP3s into it. So that would be a great thing for her to have. They sell it as a theme, like you could have your own theme music, but I think it would be great for repeating things that are repeatable, like things that you have to repeat over and over. And so in that case, she could just push a button, and then I don't give gum because... Long time ago, 7 or 8 years ago, I was blah, blah, blah. And it would be awesome. See, it's what McDonald's does. You go up there and you talk and they say, hi, could I interest you in a Double Mac cheeseburger number 7 for only $8.99? And you're like, no, thanks. And then it's like, okay, can I take your order? And it's this really chipper lady at first. And then you pull up and it's this big old, horrible, lanky 17-year-old. Dudes.
That hasn't made it to us yet.
Yeah. Oh, really? They haven't started doing that? Oh, it's horrible.
No, it's always the same voice.
You're expecting that, you know, that blonde tooth whitening girl, you know, with her sporty cap and her little buttoned up shirt. And hi, welcome to McDonald's. Would you like to try a double Mac filet McSandwich? And you're just like, no, I still hate you. But then it's geezer.
Your stuff is going to rot my guts out.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, it's time for us to get out of here, people. It is so much time to get out of here. So,
you ready to freaking die, doo doo head?
We'd like to thank all of our listeners, the people in the chat room. We'd like to thank our sponsors, GoToMeeting and DrawYourPicture.com. Thank you, Rob Govers, for our theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record. Thanks to our contributors and everyone who listens. Thank you, John and Trevor, for hanging out with me so late, especially you, John, since you're an hour later than it is here. And right here, it's 11:30, so dang, dude.
Hey, my pleasure.
Thank you.
And Trevor, thanks for an awesome story, man. It was good. It was good
man.
Yeah. I broke the law for you guys.
Little did you
and
know.
And he'll do it again.
We're going back in time next week.
Say, when's my next featured story? I have a few weeks of planning to do.
In about 10 to 20.
Well, remember, folks, when next time you tell a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening.
Burn it.
Did I make it?
Burning it down.
I always feel like somebody watching me.
I'm over here.